is King's Cross St. Pancras. Change here for Victoria.
欢迎和我一起乘坐伦敦地铁。
And mind the gap, please.
And mind the closing doors. 大家好，我是王菲。
Hello, I'm Natalie. Today is the first program in our series called Signs of Britain.
我们用声音为您描述一个生动的英国。
In today's program, we are going to talk about the signs of the London Underground.
伦敦地铁的声音。
Station is Leicester Square.
You get the announcements in the underground the whole time. That's what you notice. And the doors opening and closing, people running for when the doors beep.
The interviewee said she hears announcements the whole time when she is in the London Underground.
Announcement, 地铁广播.
And the doors beep.
Beep, 关门的哔哔信号声.
Actually, there are many signs in the tube.First, let's hear an iconic announcement.
Iconic, 标志性的。伦敦标志性的地铁广播是什么呢？
Mind the gap, please. Mind the gap and the platform. This is Hoboken.
Mind the gap, please, can be a very iconic announcement in the London Underground.
Mind the gap, please. 请注意空隙。这里是指车厢和站台之间的空隙。
In London, many tube lines are quite old, so it is important to remind the passengers to mind the gap.
因为有些站台和车厢之间有空隙，所以提醒大家注意安全的 mind the gap, please, 也就成了伦敦标志性的地铁广播用语了。
Yes, now let's hear what people in London think of the signs of the London Underground. Pay attention to the word inspiration and commute while you're listening.
Inspiration.灵感 commute, 乘车上下班
I'm actually a dancer, so I listen for natural rhythms anyway, so I hear a lot of it and I get a lot of inspiration, like the travel on the tube and things like that.
Probably a lot more sounds than a lot of us think that there are, because when you're commuting, you just blot a lot of them out.
The Mail interviewee said he listens to the natural rhythms and gets a lot of inspiration from travelling on the tube.
Yes.他喜欢听自然的韵律节奏，从地铁的声音中，他获得很多的灵感 ，inspiration.
The female interviewee said there are probably a lot more signs in the London Underground than people think, because you might block a lot of them out while you're commuting.
Block out, 阻挡、屏蔽。当你坐地铁上下班的时候，你可能会屏蔽、记不住一些声音。
Now, let's hear more signs that might be neglected by busy commuters. This is the rumbling noise of the train.
Rumbling noise, 火车的轰隆声。Natalie, what do you hear?
Well, I can hear the clacking sound of the track.
Clacking sound, 铁轨的咔嗒咔嗒声。实际上，伦敦地铁在轨道上行驶的时候，噪音会比较大。
Oh, and this is a newspaper distributor's voice. He said, "Free Evening Standard, mate."
这是在地铁口发放免费报纸的人的声音。Evening Standard 是伦敦的一份免费晚报。Mate 就是伙计、朋友的意思，是现在英国人见面打招呼时的常用问候语。
There are a lot of signs related to the London Underground. Now let's hear a short description read by our colleague Rob Carter.
I hear a rumbling noise begin quietly, then grow louder and louder, building up to a noise explosion as the train comes into the station.
This is South Kensington.
I hear the beeping sound and the doors open and close.I hear the clacking sound of the track, a constant soundtrack to people silently reading newspapers and books on the train. I hear children giggling or crying amidst the shuffling footsteps. I also hear buskers playing music, which mingles with the noise of passengers and the station announcements.
Natalie, I've also noticed that passengers in London Underground are usually very quiet, reading newspapers, books, or playing with their mobile phones.
Yes, that's true. London commuters don't usually talk much on the train, so Rob's description of the London Underground is a mixture of sounds and silence.
Yes, 伦敦的地铁同时也是一幅声音与沉默融合在一起的画面。
I hope you can imagine a picture of London through all the sounds we have described today.
Sure. 好的，听众朋友，你听到一幅什么样的伦敦地铁画面呢？希望你也能把它描述下来，发电子邮件给我们。我们下次节目再会。Bye for now.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.